be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Be alright, yeah. The worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Hey, everybody, it's Thursday night, and I'm Jake. And with me here in dark San Diego. It's hot stuff.
Stay classy, San Diego.
It's all overcast, and the sun is not out, so I can't say it's sunny San Diego. I'm going to turn the mic volume up a little bit because we've got this whole indirect mic thing. So everybody, cover your ears. Hey, now it's louder.
Is it too loud?
No, I don't think it's too loud.
Okay.
It's too loud if I like start yelling at my chest or screaming at the top of my lungs. every time I turn toward you to speak, I have to remember to turn my entire body because my microphone is attached to my shirt. So how you been, hot stuff?
I've been okay. Good friend of mine went missing in the woods and has been missing for almost 2 weeks now, which is a little weird. But I'm just going to hold out hope that he decided to take a trip to Mexico and just didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, that guy was crazy. I met him once.
Yeah, I mean, definitely unusual. But yeah, so that's sort of been preoccupying my frame of mind recent days. But other than that, we're here in San Diego prepping for Comic Con.
Nightmare is here to help.
Indeed.
Hi.
I don't know if you can hear him.
Hi. You probably can't. But it's just as well. He doesn't have anything to say. Except I'm a big dummy. That's what he's been saying all day.
It's getting a little annoying, actually.
Yep. RedMage13 says, hey, if the misspelling effect of Fernsworthy's fuck-up only occurs in the cemetery, why are there Zmobies in the Pirate's Cove?
What?
I don't know, because Scully wrote that, and he doesn't know from continuity. That's not true at all. RedMage13 also says, why is the effect picture for Hot-Blooded different from all the other WAD effects? Because I forgot that it was one of the WAD effects, and so I was, like, thought for some reason that it had it needed a different picture, and I just changed it. Now it's super inconsistent.
But that's okay.
Yeah, I think that's probably fine. Putineska says, when the bounty hunter says, you have 23 filthy lucre, there is no Fnord. Should there be? There are no Fnords anywhere.
Yeah, I think you're completely crazy.
Speaking of Comic-Con, someone else says, happiness should be zappable into some cyanide. I'm excited because...
they're going to be here.
Well, yeah, Maddox is having a... Last year... Tomorrow's Nobodies had a booth that they let Maddox hang out at. This year, Maddox has a booth that he's letting Tomorrow's Nobodies hang out at.
That's funny.
And the Cyanide and Happiness guys are also going to be showing up to do a signing there, which if they had a book, I would buy it, even if it contained nothing
that
I hadn't already seen.
What are they going to sign?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. If they have a book, I will sign it.
You'll sign it.
No, I would have them sign it. Okay. I mean, if they got a Kingdom of Loathing Choose Your Own Adventure, I will sign it and throw it at them. Say, screw you.
I hope those show up.
I wonder if they're from England.
The sign I didn't have in my speech.
Yeah, because at the movie theater in England, there were those posters that were drawn, like, were
done
you there?
Them.
Were
yeah,
you
yeah.
there at
I
the
was
theater?
Not there, but I heard about that.
All right, that was when I went with my wife and Riff, and the guy sat behind us making all the noise, and we thought it was very funny, and then very sad. So we saw these posters that, like, we looked at, and we're like, damn, that looks like the guy from Cyanide and Happiness drew those, and then I looked them up on Wikipedia, and they did. So, it doesn't seem particularly English to me as a comic.
You think? It's got some sort of dry humor.
What, I mean, the joke's on you, that was my poop. That's very British.
Yeah.
That was my shit, I guess, is what he said.
Yeah.
So I guess, I mean, if Gwen Stefani is British, because she's all, yeah, this my shit.
There you go.
I'm finding it hard to do my job on account of the KOL wiki is down. Hey, it's back up. All right. No. Novanite21 says...
Not that we use it for anything.
No, we don't use it
time.
For anything ever. Novanite21 says, I'm level 11 right now with my super epic weapon constructed, yet my guild is telling me they're still looking for my nemesis location. Bug or super nerfed epic... super nerfed epic hat. For some reason... We removed the cave quest because Riff is in the process of rewriting it in a way that makes sense as a sort of contiguous narrative from the epic weapon quest.
Yeah.
And we decided that rather than doing anything with it that didn't make sense, we would just sort of nix it for the time being.
It temporarily.
And, you know, there is nothing so permanent as a temporary camp. I've tried to figure out who actually... Because I thought it was in the Art of War, but I couldn't find it. I spent about a half an hour... on the internet, searching for the origin of that quote, because I feel like it was some, like, ancient military leader. That's what I feel like.
Okay.
I mean, I don't feel like an ancient military leader. I just feel like that was uttered by an ancient military leader long before I said it.
It was used in reference to, these temporary buildings at MIT that were stuck around for 50 years or whatever.
Yeah. F.U. I'm a Dragon says, too many not pipes are bad for your spleen. That many would cause it to rupture. Shouldn't it be not a pipes? No. Because you don't have a pipe, and then somebody gives you another pipe, you don't have a pipes.
I mean, isn't it just using the plural of...
Well, I specifically changed it to be not pipes instead of not a pipes, which is what it would be by default. Hey, look, the cat is chewing on my microphone cord, and that's...
Yeah, the cat and the cords have got to... come to some sort of agreement.
Yeah. So far the cords are just agreeing to get chewed in half.
Yeah.
Hey, but at least iPod headphones are cheap. Like everything Apple sells.
I mean,
dirty sons of bitches.
$45 shipped to your door.
Yeah, what a fantastic bargain for
your bud earphones.
Ounce of fragile crap. I mean, they're good earphones, but Jesus. You know, that and the goddamn $90 power cord that replaces the breaks when you breathe on it power cord design. Sons of bitches.
You're so bitter.
So yeah, you know, we had an awesome experience today with the whole, it's a Mac, it just works
thing.
When we tried to set up a simple... fucking network printer.
No, seriously. You have a printer hooked up to a Windows box.
Yeah.
And we're on some sort of wireless network.
Right.
And there's no clear way.
Sure. And according to Apple's website, oh, no, it'll just work. You share your printer from Windows and it'll automatically show up in this list. No, it turns out it won't automatically show up in this list. Here's some entirely undocumented shit you have to do to even try to get it to work.
No, that's not necessarily
true.
That'll
get you to the point where you basically have to play this awesome cyberpunk avant-garde video game where you're trying to guess network paths to try and, like, hack into the printer so you can get it to, you know, get it to give you your data. Give me the microfilm.
I liked that cyberpunk game.
Yeah, no, the cyberpunk flash game from JS Games. That was fun. I'm surprised it actually worked when you tried to play it on your Mac, though.
I cleverly hacked the neighbor's wireless password on my first try.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was rough. It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It bothers me that was my first try.
You know, I mean,
I didn't try password one. I didn't try. I think that actually might be the default.
The most cut. I don't think so.
I think it might be.
I don't think so. Zortag says, in reaction to people wanting to farm the oasis in the desert, could you add as a reward for summoning the sandworm an item that alleviates the need to be ultra hydrated?
What?
It could be a still suit that is a quest item, or a castable buff that gives ultra hydration that is not permeable.
Is there a problem with the cost to farming that zone?
People are just bitching about
20% loss of turns?
Non-stop.
I mean, we thought about that.
It's basically one out of every six. It's less than 20%, right?
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, I personally, you know, one thing that I don't mind, somebody suggested, how about a clover adventure where you fall in the oasis and get 30 turns of ultra hydrated? You know what? Sure. Farmers burning up clovers. I cannot wait until clovers are the actually sought after rarish resource
that you had hoped they would be.
No, that clover changes to the hermit. That they would be if it had always been like that. I mean, right now, there are just millions and millions of them. They're still, you know, fairly widely accessible in the mall.
I mean, wasn't that part of that due to shoring?
Oh, yeah. No, a lot of it was. And a lot of it was also due to the fact that million-tall stacks got duped back in the day. So, I mean, that's the problem. Like, you look at all of our item counts, like 90% of the items of most, you know, like... The items that there are the most of in the kingdom, 90% of them are in single stacks in, like, the inactive accounts of people who... happen to be around when they could dupe stuff. Yeah. And so, you know, a lot of 1.67 million stacks of clovers and hell ramen and anything else that was widely duped. Which, you know, maybe it's finally time to do that whole archival thing that we've been talking about with... You know, accounts that have been around for a year. As long as we have a record of it somewhere, and the off chance that any of them ever come back, we would be able to give them their stuff back, and it would just help us a lot. But you know, how do you feel about the Clover Adventure that lets you farm in the? I don't think anybody's pissed about having to get the hydration to farm in the desert, or maybe they are, but you know, whatever. Having to get the hydration to farm in the oasis is what really pisses people off. Yeah.
I see.
I mean, and what do you think? Like,
they could use their Yandorian Platinum Express cards to extend the
that's true.
The buff duration.
Yeah, so that you heard it. That's the answer. Use your Platinum Yandorian Express card. I mean, what if every adventure in the oasis gave you an additional one turn of ultra hydrated. People would really like that. We didn't, you know, we did intend for you to need the hydration to farm the desert. But we didn't really think about it for farming the oasis. I mean,
that would continuously
waste a bunch of turns.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's mean, but you know, so.
I mean, I think the clover thing is kind of pleasing, right? Because it gives you an option. If you really want to use it.
To farm more in the desert.
Or the oasis or whatever.
Yeah.
And it gives another zone a clover adventure, which, you know, is always good.
Merit2003 says, myself and a couple others I talked to thought that a notes section in the clan administration office would be very useful. We were thinking along the lines of the format of the notes section of the quest log. Thinking that it can be an option for ranks, whether people could access the notes file or not. That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah, shared notes for a clan. But, I mean, how is that different than just having a forum?
Yeah, I mean, you got your message. I mean, I guess access to it. You know, if you want a sort of another layer of access for administrative types. I mean, because it's people who can get into the office
anyway.
Actually,
that's true, because you know, like have not yet dealt with these applications or something. It would be nice just to have a shared notes database. Although... What happens to concurrent edits on something
like
that?
Yeah, they're screwed.
Because that's going to be messy.
Yeah.
Big clans with lots of people.
Become a big problem. So, I mean, it's messy in a way that you sort of create yourself by giving a lot of people access to it, I guess.
But it's going to, I mean, we're going to get all kinds of bug reports of that kind of...
Well, it could check for
concurrent edits. I mean,
You know how messy that gets, though. Yeah. Have you ever tried to, like, were you around when the Mystery Hunt wiki had all those terrible concurrent edit?
I don't think so. Things?
I mean, when we were first doing the Mystery Hunt as a widely dispersed team, we had a wiki. We still use it, but the early drafts of it were really kind of cumbersome because if two people tried to edit the same page at the same time, one of the edits would go through, and the second person's edits would come back with an error, and then a list of all the places where there were disparities. But if you had just completely revised the page, it was just a big mess. And it's like, you know, there's no pleasant or clean way to do that where you actually don't destroy data.
Right.
So, I don't know what the answer would be there.
I don't know.
So, I mean, it's a possibility, but we got to put some more thought there.
I mean, what it could do is if you tried to submit an edit and somebody had submitted an edit since the time that you opened the document, it could show you two text boxes, one of which was the new version, one of which was the version that you tried to submit.
Right.
And then you would be responsible for cutting your edits out of the second box and putting them into the first box.
Right. That's what the problem was. But then, you know, somebody edits it again and so on. Like, you just get trapped in in this loop of trying to keep your notes preserved and stuff.
Well, but I mean, all it would do would be to shuffle the contents of the left box into the right box, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think that's a reason not to do it.
Sure. It's just complicated. Like, it's a lot more complicated than it seems at first glance.
Yeah. Enter the Wumpa says, I am still getting the yellow exclamation points message about visiting the council, even when they claim to have no tasks for me. Are they lying? No, I think the logic on the yellow exclamation points could use a little bit of work.
Because we've gotten reports of that for a while, and it's just we've had a very difficult time tracking that down, I think. So maybe we should take a day where we try to get people who are in that state and look at what flag states they're in to be causing that.
Yeah. XXLee1019 says, does the anniversary gift box get more stuff in it if I choose not to open it until I've been playing for a longer period of time? For example, if I don't open it until my third year, will I get the 3-year gift?
You'll not get
additional gift boxes.
Yeah,
when
you should
log on.
In theory, when it creates the gift box, it's actually a gift box that has a set amount of stuff in it.
If you get your first one and then you log off for 2 years and then log on again,
you will get a second
box with year 2 and 3's presents in it.
Yeah. If everything is working as it should. There was some sort of issue that Xenophobe corrected.
He fixed yesterday.
So assuming things are working the way they're supposed to, you should not get repeats and it would not auto populate your old box.
Huh. Istanbul says, I spent days farming around the world's last run and had about 40 left over when I ascended. The Spanish flies were listed as quest items, so I didn't expect to keep those, but the booze is just in the regular booze section, so why did it vanish? Shouldn't the product of two quest items not be a quest item? Precedent, badass belt, key lime pies. Huh.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, are they definitely gone?
No, I'm sure that the Around the World is a quest item, because we didn't want it to be...
Oh, Around the World's are a quest item.
Yeah. It's just that... The thing is...
Oh, he's asking why are they quest items?
Yeah, but they don't... I don't know. Do you think those need to be quest items?
Oh, so you don't see that they're quest items unless you click on the description,
because they show up in the appropriate section instead of the quest item section.
That's unfortunate. But...
It doesn't happen with, like... I don't think it happens with, like, usable items and stuff. It doesn't happen with something that would be on the third page of inventory, but it happens with, like... The thing is, equipment that is a quest item should show up in the equipment section.
Right.
I think.
I mean, we could put an asterisk after it or something that says that it's a quest item. I don't know how complicated we want to make all of that stuff.
I mean, the other answer is just to make them not quest items, but tradable. Is there any reason for Around the Worlds to go away on ascending?
I don't know. I don't know if it's important whether or not they're...
Let's just say that it's not important and mark them untradeable and not quest items.
How does that quest work again? Like, what is the, you need to collect the Spanish flag and you get around the world as a reward.
Yeah, for having like five of them or whatever.
So then, I don't think that's problematic. Yeah.
As long as they're not tradable, it doesn't do anything except allow people to keep them across ascensions, and that's probably fine.
Okay.
Let's see what else got said. Sindon says, I've spent over 300 turns trying to get a spooky sapling and a spooky row fertilizer. I have gotten neither. Is this a bug? Please, it's driving me insane. The logic for the spooky forest quest is a little goofy and could easily be fixed if we were to take a look at it and figure out how to fix it for people who are already in.
Are they in a situation where they're already sort of in a weird flag state?
Yeah, it's possible that something happened prior to NS13 that caused you to get into a state where you can't get that because of the NS13 rollout. I don't think that that happened widespread because we were pretty careful about stuff like that, but it's possible that just something weird happened.
Yeah.
So send a bug report and we'll look into it. Bobulus says, the Naughty Sorceress can still destroy reusable combat items by blocking them. Was that a feature or a bug? I can't remember. Well, I mean, it was an unintended consequence. You know, there weren't reusable combat items when we coded her item block thing.
But we also recognized that it happened and were okay with the fact that she just
wasted
it.
Yeah, I think that we are okay with that. There's nothing, you know, she can knock your Spectre Scepter out of your hands.
Which sucks, but,
yeah,
you know.
You know, she can't knock your spheres out of your hands because you can't fight her without completing that quest. That is one thing, though. Could you render the Hidden City quest unwinnable by
fighting
using
the
spheres against
again.
The Boner Dagon? Maybe we blacklisted those.
I forget.
I don't know. It seems like somebody would have done it by now. It seems like that would have occurred to somebody
just
to mess with us. Bobulus says, if you set your radio/annoyotron/mind control device to 10, it should change the ducks into mighty ducks. No gameplay change, just a name change.
MR ducks. CMEDB wings.
Gorblax asks, what's the deal with this? And then points to asymmetricindustries.com, which is a t-shirt company.
Yeah, it's... Well, not only that, but the first t-shirt on their website is this two stick figures holding hands. And I'm like, they're totally just trying to muscle into our territory.
Rickett says, so, two-day run, huh, Jake? Yeah, no, that was a Bug Finder Blade run. And I'm going to add a couple days onto it to get it off the leaderboard. I just figured I'd let it sit there for a little while because, hey, you know, whatever. Duff Killigan says, so what's up with the imp's equipment? New puzzle or did you block it because of the chameleon?
Yes.
What?
It
doesn't have any equipment?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We blocked it because of the chameleon. Minigate says, did you know that there are bugbears in Harry Potter? Chamber of Secrets, page 201. Just letting you know. Also, I like the bottle rocket crossbow. I just used it. Nice. Very nice. Thank you, Minigates. 001 says, can we get an information item, one that gives you some backstory about the kingdom? Like, why is the castle in the sky floating like that? It could be an item you buy with meat, like the fortune cookies, or maybe even pages in a book that you go around collecting, filling up throughout your various ascensions. It would be like how you randomly find clover, so it doesn't even waste turns. Eh.
I mean, backstory's cool. Some of the backstory that's in the Spooky
Backstory's
Raven...
Backstory's back, all right.
The Spooky Raven library is kind of awesome.
No, that was neat. I think people liked that. I enjoyed writing it.
Although, I mean, do we want to come up with backstory for...
No.
...stuff?
No. We could bring sexy backstory back.
Whatever, Justin.
001 also says, another question. What's happening to your radio shows? What is up with these radio shows? I like downloading your shows and listening to them while I'm working out at the gym. Your voices give me the will to push forward.
Please continue this awesome fan tribute that is very rare in the game industry. Yeah, you know, I got accustomed to not doing two shows a week while I was in England, and it was very, very nice for me.
Also, and the proximity, the two-minute walk to the pub was very nice.
That's true. And, the, you know, the thing now is I'm not doing the Monday shows, and so they all, they, you know, they rely on somebody being around and available and not traveling to do them. And so they're just sort of less likely to happen because there's only, you know, in the past, if Scully was out of town, I would do the Monday show by myself. But now, if he's out of town, I tend to just not do it because I'm, like, kind of only doing the Monday shows every once in a while. I don't know. You know, maybe I'll get back to doing the Monday shows more often once I'm back in Phoenix and everything kind of slows down. But this has been a weird year, so it's been weird for radio shows.
How much time out of the calendar year have you spent in Arizona?
You know, I don't know.
It can't be more than 2 or 3 months.
I'm guessing maybe 6 weeks total out of this year. Wow. I have actually spent in Phoenix. But I mean, you know, basically once Comic-Con is over,
you want to go
with
home
the exception of like the weekend that I'm going to PAX, I don't have any plans to be gone for the rest of the year at all.
Huh.
So yeah, it'll get a little more regulated.
What about aren't you going to the pretentious artist wedding that's happening in Hawaii?
Oh, right. I forgot that's in Hawaii.
It'll be funny when you show up in Hawaii and nobody else is there. Ha ha.
Why wouldn't there be anybody else in Hawaii?
Because we'll have told them that they should hide. In Japan. Because that's where you hide when you're playing hide and seek in Hawaii. You hide in Japan.
What the hell?
Weird.
Max Vance says, can you make it so anyone you bleeded can't buff you? I'm in PvP, and some people have taken to using buff bots on me so as to make me lose purity. I'd like to stop them. Never mind that. I found out that in the PvP channel.
Period.
What?
I don't know. That's what I was saying. I don't understand some of these questions because they cease to be questions. They sort of are trailing off paragraphs. What does that even mean?
Something weird is going on at the apartment. I don't know.
Weird.
What's going on?
I'll go find out.
Yeah.
It's not me.
The wife is checking it out too. Ben Mears says, could the Sorceress's Lair be updated so the drum machines can be used to pass the really evil rhythm part of the mariachis? Or could you at least come up with an amusing justification as to why they can't be used?
Wait, what?
You can't play a drum machine.
And you can't equip it.
Jehovah's Witnesses.
Inside
the building?
No. Newspaper.
Jehovah's Witnesses.
How do they... We're in a goddamn...
Security guard
condo. There are security guards that are supposed to beat up people who try and sell us stuff. There is a goddamn sign on the front door of this apartment complex. There's no soliciting.
Wow.
We could have shown them the sign by taking him out.
Informing us of the opportunity to buy us.
Ow! Sorry, I just got my foot rolled over by Chick's chair.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in this apartment, and so the furniture is arranged very oddly. Hey, look, it's a cat who wants to chew on some wires again. Space Wolf says, I've been hearing lots about Son of a Beach lately, including my brother suggesting a discarded Band-Aid drop. So it seems like it's popular. Any plans on expanding it at all? I mean, it's already got a lot of stuff in it.
It's a sub-zone of another zone.
Yeah.
It's pretty weird to expand it at all. It's mentioned in this year's Comic-Con Choose Your Own Adventure.
Yeah?
Yeah, briefly.
Data Vortex says, will you please give us a clue as to what the effect you get from wearing a jetpack, get me off this crazy thing, actually does? Much research by many has yielded inconclusive and ultimately divergent results.
Why would we screw up this lovely spading effort by actually giving concrete information?
How do you know that its enchantment isn't specifically inconclusive and ultimately divergent? You know, that's what it does.
get me off this crazy thing.
Enter the Wumpa says, if someone were to say, hold a gun to your head and force you to say the name of the mine in Mount McLargehuge, how would you pronounce it? It's not yours, it's... is how I would pronounce it. I would do that even if somebody didn't hold a gun to my head, so please don't. Sable 4 says, after beating the final bandit in the Sisters Meet quest as a frat boy, the message contains quat instead of a quote. I am going to fix that right now. Except I'm not, because the fucking low signal on the cable modem here means that my friggin' SSH sessions don't stay open.
Space Wolf asks if Mr. Skullhead has seen 1408 yet, which I don't know the answer to that question. Horror movies creep the shit out of him. Space Wolf, not Mr. Skullhead. No matter what, but I wanted to know the plot of that one. Would it count as a spoiler if Mr. Skullhead told Space Wolf? Probably would count as a spoiler. And I don't know. I mean, the plots of horror movies, do they really matter? That's not what makes them scary, usually. I don't know.
The 1408, I remember really liking the story.
Wait, have you seen it already?
No, I've read it, though. I read the short story. I remember really liking the short story.
Is it, like, something based on a Stephen King short story?
Yeah.
How come half of all horror movies are based on Stephen King books or stories?
They're not.
What do you mean, they're not?
They're not.
What do you mean, they're not?
What? I mean, that's not true.
What, the fact that half of all
name two scary movies that came out this year, and if one of them is based on a Stephen King story, then I'll admit that you're right.
Wait, name two scary... I don't even know any scary movies that came out this year.
The thing is, all you had to do was say 1408 and one other movie, and then I would have... I was giving you an opportunity
to
prove yourself
funny.
Correct.
But I don't know... Totally I honestly don't know a second scary movie. Saw 3, I guess, came out this year. And 1408. It's not referring to a flight number or something?
No, it's a hotel room number.
Okay. Well, there's your plot spoiler. It is not referring to a flight number. It's referring to a hotel number. Do, 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 do.
Huh. Bahu says, did you remember to set the brimstone items so that they don't even remotely match the class they're assigned to? That was all hot stuff, man.
It's a little... So they can see not just the names, but the actual items themselves in KOL Wiki or something? How are people seeing the brimstone items that no one should have been able to get yet?
I don't know. It is possible that the KOL Wiki actually gets in the marketplace data the description IDs, which would mean that they could put up... They could automatically generate all of their links with pictures that actually open the description. So I don't know.
That would be sad.
Let's do a search.
Because I know the names of them were listed, but they didn't have pages last time I looked.
Yeah, they're
wow.
Shown.
That sucks.
Well
poop. I think this has been explained. You don't get your brimstone. You can't use it in a bad moon run.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. It could be as wildly divergent as we wanted, and it just wouldn't have any impact at all.
Yep.
And part of the level playing field is the fact that it doesn't matter what lead-in run you have at all. So there. Have we coded up the leaderboards for?
Oh, I don't think we have. We really ought to. You know what else we ought to do, Mr. Hey, let's do a narrative event. Is finish the friggin' narrative event.
Yeah.
We need to sit down. Let's sit down tomorrow and make that happen.
Okay. Worst narrative event ever.
Yeah, also, worst name ever. What was your mom thinking naming you Mr. Hey, let's do a narrative event?
She was a hippie.
Yeah. She was thinking, I just dropped some acid. Now let's have a kid. Let's see.
9-month trip.
Furta Wound says, is it just me or is the take a look, it's in a book adventure a lot more frequent at higher levels than lower levels? Now I get it like 3 to 4 times in a row, not using ratio mods. It's just you.
Yeah.
Just the RNG. Mr. Soprano says,
It would be really cool if you could make pool balls equipable with pool cues so you could make combo attacks that differ with each ball. You know, what would be cool, actually, is making a chef staff out of the pool cue that would allow you to, would jiggling it would do different things depending on which pool ball you had equipped in your offhand.
Okay.
That would be neat.
All right. Make it so.
I will. I'm not going to write that down. I'll remember.
Let me restart the sentence. Chef staves are Jick's little child. He takes them. He loves them at night.
Because that's what I would do with a little child. I take them and love them at night.
Yeah.
Blah blah. iClub you says, could you make Goodfella contracts work against physically immune monsters? Pretty please.
Sorry, but Leroy is attacking my feet.
Oh.
The same one that was attacked by your chair earlier.
At least that foot. It's gonna be up all night. Bahu says, how is Lord Spooky Raven using his summoning chamber if his combat tech shows he's unable to talk and hasn't tried for ages?
Eh?
Good. I mean, maybe he hadn't used it in a while.
Yeah.
Or maybe there is a secret alternate way to use the summoning chamber if you can't talk. The Rum says, all right. Jick, here's a question I think everyone has on their mind. Which would you rather do first, NS15 or the next big asymmetric project? I don't know. Both at the same time.
Nah. I definitely want to work on something other than NS15. Next.
Yeah. I mean, we have
a big KOL project in mind.
Yeah, we do have a big KOL project in mind. I mean, the thing is, we've got the frameworks in place for the level 14 and 15 quests. I mean, they're basically designed.
Ooh, that's a very basic.
Yeah, but very. I mean, okay. The thing is, they are as designed as the level 11 and 12 quests were when we announced NS13.
That's true.
You know. So.
That's true.
The trouble is, you know, there would have to be a lot more content again, or else we would have to basically make it so, you know, you progress through levels 13 and 14 more quickly.
I mean, we have some ideas for Spooky Raven type content that will be other places, like something that has multiple things to do at varying levels, and we could have a zone that has a little more to do with the high end.
Yeah.
And there'll be stuff to do with this other big project at pretty much all levels. So yeah, I mean, there'll be stuff to do, I think. Yeah.
So I would definitely rather do sort of incremental updates to
NS13 may not be, yeah, may not be the same kind of big deal. NS13, we kind of took the opportunity to correct a lot of imbalances that had crept up, but assuming that
NS15 wouldn't be nearly as, NS15 would basically just be creating two new quests, and that's it, right? Because we don't need new skills, we don't need a lot of balance changes to stuff. I mean, because, you know, the balance from here on out is just going to be minor tweaks to the big changes that we've already made.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, yeah. I don't see adding any new giant mechanics to the game at this point. I think I've said that in the past, but now I think I really mean it.
I mean, I guess we could put a giant mechanic in the castle.
That's true. This is why we keep Hot Stuff around. He's the source of all the humor. We're all just a bunch of math dorks. Hot Stuff's the one that's funny.
Looking.
You know, making the funny looking joke.
Yep.
Just
every time.
It's one of those things like, hey, you got a haircut. Oh, I got them all cut.
Most of them.
Yeah. That or the, hey, is today Tuesday? Yep, all day. Which, what the fuck? That isn't... Inferno Hero says, when we get the intergalactic rowboat, could we have to use it first and get a Truman Show reference where we sail around until eventually we hit a wall in the sky and make the hole in the sky? Truman Show reference. No, the hole's just there. You can see it.
Yeah, it's been there before.
Max Vance says, thank you for making the exotic parrot's equipment give plus 15 pounds. I was having a hard time deciding whether or not to buy it, but when I noticed how useful it would be for PvP, I love... No. But then I noticed how useful it would be for PvP. Yeah, well, we wanted to fix the whole... The only way to really win at that minigame was by having a donation familiar thing. Indeed. And so that was a perfect opportunity to do it, you know. And sinks a bunch of meat. Plus, the exotic parrot is neat. It's got feathers of many colors. I was reading this article, because I was reading all these articles on the Magic the Gathering article of the day thing. Uh-huh. You would really like some of these.
Just because of the design discussions?
Yeah, it's fascinating to just sort of see, basically other people doing what we do, which that's interesting because we don't talk to a lot of other people that do what we do. So. But they basically decided in one of the revisions that they were either going to get rid of Llanowar Elves or Birds of Paradise because they wanted to introduce another
one
mana. No, just some other kind of mana generating thing, right? Like some other trick. And they just sort of were like, well, you know, if green already has all of these, you know, so that they let the fans vote on which one. They're like, so we're either going to pull out Llanowar Elves and put in this card, or we're going to pull out Birds of Paradise and put in this card. Which one do you want? And they just let people vote.
Wow.
And then that's how they made that decision, because they just sort of, they designed two, you know, alternate. And then all they got was complaining about, why couldn't you leave both in, you pricks?
Right.
And you know, they were just like, well, change. I, you know, and people tried to explain this to me on radio shows before, but I guess I can kind of see how getting rid of Lightning Bolt, I genuinely don't understand why it had to be gotten rid of.
Three
damage to any target for one mana as an instant. Basically, what they said was it just limited the design space. They could never have a direct damage card that was worse than Lightning Bolt. You know, because Lightning Bolt was so good.
And so cheap,
and constantly upping the ante on the damage wasn't going to work, because, you know, they just deprecate it, but, you know.
You know, the very first deck that I made was an instant kill, drain life fireball thing. Whatever that trick was that it became an illegal strategy or whatever, because it was... stupid. But that was when I first got my first set of Magic cards, I was like, oh, well, clearly what I want to do is do this.
Right.
And I played again, you know, and like, of the three or four games that I played, I won like 75% of the time. And it was kind of dissatisfying.
Of the three or four you played, you won 75%. Oh.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the first deck that I made. It was white and blue because the rare in my first pack was a Tundra.
Really?
Yeah. And so I just made... I was like, wow, that's neat. You know? And I didn't know that it was the rare. I didn't really understand right? Yeah. So I was like, oh, that's cool. That must just be something that they do, is that they have these cards that are more than one land type, which they got rid of those, too. They made some design decision a while back, which I'm not sure that I necessarily agree with this, but they just decided, all right, lands produce mana, and that's it.
Really?
Yeah. So in the new sets, like in the cards that are legal now, there are no, you know, Urza's Factory or whatever.
Wow,
One thing that I, you know, Dark Ritual was really cool. But
Which
I can understand
that?
Just three black mana for one black mana as an interrupt, right? I can understand why they got rid of that, because I can't imagine not putting as many of those as I was allowed to put in every black deck that I made.
Right.
Same thing with the Soul Ring. I didn't think of the Soul Ring as being particularly overpowered, right? It was an artifact that cost one mana. You could tap it for two colorless mana. Yeah, there was never a deck that I made that I did not put every Soul Ring that I owned in. And, you know...
Same thing with Moxes and stuff, though. You would always put those in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Why wouldn't you always use those instead of lands? And that... Yeah, that's what the one thing that I gotta say is I sort of disagree with that with Lightning Bolts. You know, if you were going... Because you don't have to be doing a red deck for direct damage. You do have to be playing a black deck for casting spells that are black. And there is just never a reason not to use Dark Ritual.
I was still playtesting at that point. And what it was is that his original thought was that every color had the three-point trade-off. You know, there was the blue that gave you three cards, the black that gave you three mana. And they realized eventually that they were unbalanced, and so they wanted to figure out which one was the balance point, and the balance point became the giant grid and everything.
Oh, I see. I don't know if anybody heard, if you could actually hear what Nightmare was saying, but he was talking about when he was still playtesting Magic at that point, and I didn't know you ever. You playtested it in like an official capacity? Oh, that's neat. I did not know that.
Yes.
We'll have to talk about Magic some a little later. That it was one of the set of cards that every color had that did some sort of 3-point thing, and they decided that they wanted to, that they were too powerful.
Well, imbalanced.
So that some of them were too powerful.
The Black Lotus
is an artifact. You had Ancestral Recall that was draw 3 cards. Lightning Bolt, which was 3 points of damage.
And those were all really good. And then you had Giant Growth,
which was +3/+3 for one green
to a
creature.
Dark Ritual,
which was 3 mana for 1 mana.
You had the Healing Salve.
Like, was Healing Salve only 1 white for 3 life? And that, so they just sort of figured out where they wanted, which one of those was the one that they wanted to use as a balance point to figure out how good they needed to be. And it turned out to be Giant Growth.
And actually,
so Healing Salve is still in there.
Healing Salve is still in there. And actually, but Giant Growth, though,
Giant Growth, they've cranked up, right?
At one point they went back and they got rid of it.
At one point they got rid of Giant Growth.
And then they added it back in later.
I thought I saw something that was like an improved Giant Growth for a similar amount of mana. Okay. Anyway, so that's the Magic discussion for the evening. When was that you were actually?
Up until.
So way back in the day.
Yeah, and then I judged.
But all those 3-point things were still in revised.
I was judging more at that point. Okay.
Because I mean, revised is when I started playing, and that was the sort of revised, and then the additional flavor lent by Legends was sort of where I wanted the game to stay forever.
Huh.
You know, and I guess what it's like now is they sort of do that every year, right?
There is
the basic set every year, and then there is this sort of cycle of expansions that it lend flavor to it, and that, I mean, so really they've kind of turned it into what I want if I sort of knew about
Except
it, right?
You never get rid of content, whereas they...
Yeah, he's saying, you know, we never get rid of content, whereas they do get rid of
content. Sherazade was my favorite card, though.
What's that?
Sherazade was my favorite card.
Yeah, Sherazade was cool.
Yeah, pretty much.
But, you know, I liked the, like, weird, crazy cards. Like
the card that you toss on the thing and destroy.
It destroys anything that it touches. Or the Raging River thing where you... I feel like they had a lot of cool ideas that then they got rid of because the rules were too complicated for them.
You
put all of your creatures on one or the other side of this card, and then it's like there's two different battlefields, and that was fucking cool.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't know. Istanbul says, construction should be complete within a week or so. Allow me to say this. Longest week ever.
So is...
we've had some very long
weeks. An Etruscan word for... month, week or month.
Is Etruscan even a language?
It is, but no one knows. No one knows how to translate it, so I can use it. I can say whatever I want about it, and it could be true.
Well, good. Pussy Willow says, just wondering, how can a Wicker Shield have higher damage reduction than a Pilgrim Shield? Doesn't make much sense to me. Well, have you ever used Wicker?
Yeah.
If you get hit with it, it hurts. If you try and break it, you can't.
Exactly. Whereas Pilgrims...
A Naked Jew says, what happened to the wooden model of Seaside Town and the implied significance of the cutaway diagram in the diary? I don't understand. People say that something doesn't make sense about that quest and the diary, and I don't know what it is that they're thinking doesn't make sense.
I mean, they might just not be getting the joke, right?
Right. The idea is that there is a wooden model... of Seaside Town, and when you use the Staff of Ra on that model, it reveals the location of the Hidden Pyramid.
Right. And everyone, you know, everyone's
right.
expecting...
So everyone thinks, okay, so the pyramid is somewhere in Seaside Town, and this is going to tell you where, but it's not. It reveals the location of the pyramid by burning the model of Seaside Town and revealing the stairway down into the pyramid.
I think that's the thing. I think people aren't reading closely enough and realizing that the model is being burned up and below it is the stairwell.
Right.
Ha ha.
Yeah. So, see, it's not funny when I have to explain it very slowly.
I think the idea is still so funny.
And Naked Jew also said, finally, please play Red Rubber Ball tonight. Oh, I read the question early. Quietust said, could you please add an option to manage your store prices so that the cheapest in mall column doesn't include stores with daily limits on the item? A lot of people use daily limits to sell items for significantly less than the current market value for philanthropy purposes, and listing them as cheapest is misleading to the point that people end up having to do mall searches for every item they're selling, placing extra load on the database servers. I mean, it wouldn't be that hard to have two fields there.
To have one column that's,
one
like
column that's
with daily limits,
with
and,
limits
without.
And one column.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, somebody who is managing a mall store, I think, can safely have that level of complexity thrown at them.
Sure.
Somebody who is managing a mall store knows the difference between
limited
things with limited limits on them and things that don't have limits on them. So, Sable 4 says, "Het, I was worried for a bit that after seeing the Gremlins that their special would be to steal intrinsics during the fight." That's kind of funny. I think we actually might have meant to make them steal effects from you.
Really?
Yeah.
But wow.
Having something that steals effects from you would be good. Bobula says, you guys been listening to Riff Tracks? It's Mike Nelson and the voices of the robots doing Mystery Science Theater style commentary for modern movies. I heartily recommend them.
That explains. Somebody was talking about that.
Yeah,
Riff Tracks.
The pretentious artist was, because he was using it as a sort of decopyrighted term, like that he was saying this is a riff track for the Harry Potter movie.
Right.
Yeah. I have yet to actually do it. It's something that I really want to do, and
to listen to it or to
no
make
to
one?
Watch. I mean to watch. You know, he did, like there's one for The Fifth Element. There's Mystery Science Theater 3.
Wow.
You basically get Mystery Science Theater 3000 on The Fifth Element. And since it's not, they don't have to have the rights to the movies because they're just watching them and recording
that's
stuff.
That's funny.
And then you have it on, and you, yeah, and I
do
really
you,
want
do you
that.
Buy them?
You just download the things
for
and
like
then,
a buck or
and
something,
then it tells you at the beginning, I guess. Yeah, are they like $3 or $4? I think.
That's not bad.
Yeah. No, I know. It's exciting. It's and I guess they tell you when to hit play on the.
You say that, but like, with the when you do that with the. Because there's different versions of film sometimes.
Yeah.
Is it with the DVD?
I'm sure they do it with the DVD version. And the thing is, I'm sure that he cares about that and explains,
right.
You know, if you don't.
Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. Wizard of Oz.
It does work. It does work.
I've done it three times. The first time I did it,
The first time you did it, you weren't stoned, and nothing was real cool and made a lot of sense. But in the second time, oh man, it was totally
the
awesome.
The first time I did it,
up.
It
also,
matched
I was
up.
Stoned.
It matched up exceptionally well. And the second and third time I've tried it, it did not match up as well. I did not get that same sense. I'm wondering if it was a different version of the film,
have
or if it was a different version of the album.
Playing any random album with any random movie.
I have not tried that. No.
Because I think that a number of things are going to line up. Pretty much anything with lyrics and anything with pictures on the screen. Your brain is a machine for connecting concepts.
I agree, but
you know?
there are a tremendous number of
the
things that are timed really
right,
well.
Right, right. Okay, I remember there being a, they say, standing on a fence right as she jumps onto a fence.
Right.
For instance. The thing is, how... It seems unlikely to me that they would have done that because they would have had to have a reel-to-reel copy of the film.
Yeah, I know
to play right, and I mean
it would have taken a tremendous amount of effort.
And the idea that you're supposed to start the album over after it
ends—that I don't know that
completely implausible.
That I don't know that you do though. You know what I mean? Like, because like the stuff that happens in this, like in the repeat of the second version of the repeat of the album isn't nearly as compelling or whatever. But. No, it just worked really well that very first time. Like everything was just right on, and by having it off by a second or two, you're not going to notice all the punctuation. So I think we started it exactly at the right time when we did it that one time. Or you know, there are slightly different versions of the movie, or slightly different versions of the album.
I mean,
or something.
I did, you know, and granted, I'm pretty sure I was stoned, so it's. As I recall, there are some things that seem fairly deliberate where
the music changes every time the witch comes on the screen.
Yeah. Well, okay.
You know.
The album art, this is the thing. This is what, I mean, like, the album cover art is a black and white beam that enters a prism and becomes color. I mean, I don't know how else you could say, you know.
And wasn't there some, on something that they released, there was like a silhouette of Dorothy and the Tin Man and the Lion.
I don't
and
know.
The Scarecrow.
They deny it. Members
why
of Pink
wouldn't,
Floyd.
Why wouldn't they, why would they do that? Why would
know.
They deny it if it was true?
I don't know. I mean, I don't, how would you have figured this out if there was no, like, who would have tried this and then realized that it was a big deal or whatever?
Stoners.
But why this album? What's this, why this particular album?
Well, stoners sit around listening to The Wall all the time, you know? I mean, that's...
I listened to The Wall a lot when I was in high school. A lot.
Did you?
Yeah.
You weren't even a stoner.
I know. I hung
out
with
stoners, I never though. Got into Pink Floyd.
Really?
You know, I... Although there's one thing that I used to listen to not realizing that it was Pink Floyd that I really liked, and now that I know it's Pink Floyd, I wonder if maybe I do like Pink Floyd. Anyway, to answer your question, Bobby List, no, have not listened to any riff tracks or movies, but I would really like to. You know. I don't know that I... I think that I was waiting because it seemed like they were getting everybody on board. They were getting all of the Mystery Science Theater 3,000 people together.
Yeah.
Slowly, like the first one's like just Mike, and then the second one's Mike and some other dude, and then, you know, and then the last time I checked, there was him and one of the robots. Yeah.
Bobby continues to say, also the Naughty Sorceress seems easier now than she was before. Now that she's not scaling, any chances of some new combat tricks from her? I mean, I am of the opinion that the Sorceress was too hard before.
Really?
Yeah, I think the Sorceress...
I kept trying to tell you that, and you were like,
no. Well, no, okay, the thing is, the Naughty Sorceress was too hard for a new player to beat in a reasonable way without lots of spoilers and tricks and stuff like that. But she needed to be hard because she wasn't for new players at that point. She was for a player base that had been playing the game for a year and a half or 2 years or whatever, and we wanted the experience to be something that any player at any level could partake in and feel challenged by and feel really accomplished for having completed, right? And so there was just all kinds of layers of complexity based on that kind of desire. And now that everybody who's been playing for a long time is going to be coming up and facing her at level 13, she can just be really, you know, sort of a challenging fight for a level 13 character and much easier for a level 15 character or whatever. And, like, She has plenty of combat tricks, which are still kind of challenging if you haven't encountered them before all in one monster, you know? Like, a new player is still going to have some challenge ahead of them, but one of the options for beating her is going to be just leveling up a bit, you know? And that, I think that's a much more satisfying way of dealing with the whole fight.
Yeah. I'm a lot happier with the fight now than I was.
So I don't think we're going to give her anything new, at least in the short term. Maybe if we think of some really clever stuff for her to do later on.
I mean, my only
Oh, I guess we do have one
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, we got one trick that's kind of neat. You know?
Yeah,
so
that's true.
That'll.
There is amongst the 23 or 24 songs that Paul has written, there's one that we have never recorded. It's about the only one, and a group called The Circle. Beat us to it, recorded it, and sold 890,000 copies of it, called Red Rubber Ball. I should have known you'd bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide to you. I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. running, never caring. That's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. This story's in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. We're on a coaster ride, which is nearly at an end. I bought my tickets with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Whoa, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. Sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Whoa, it's bouncing and it's shining like a red rubber ball.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town. About the shack outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you're gonna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Yourself, man. And here is time. I'm on. sheep would breathe without me. Don't shake, just balance on the fence. Don't answer, don't ask, don't try and make sense. Don't whisper, don't talk, don't run if you can walk. Don't cheat, don't beat, don't miss the one.
It's no good. I'm
Yeah, sure.
I was suddenly afraid that you weren't there, like you were in the bathroom or something.
Oh, no.
I was afraid that, or maybe that Nightmare had turned out to be some sort of body snatcher and replaced. Not so much a body snatcher in the pod person sense, but he just, like, took you and killed you and stuffed you in a garbage chute and replaced you. Because he kind of looks like you. No, wait, he kind of looks like me. Shit.
You're screwed, dude.
Sex Factory says, I am thinking of getting a custom avatar form, but before I do, I was wondering if it is possible to make one do the Carlton dance. I don't know what that is. Maybe
the answer
something
is
from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Gotta be so no.
Do not, you can't, you can't request animation. If somebody does some animation for you and it's acceptable within our very staunch guidelines, then sure, but no. Read the guidelines. They will tell you that we're not going to do animation for you. We can't. We don't have time. Max Vance says, I think Moxie classes have a disadvantage at the elemental resistance tests in Teezies, which is almost testes, in Fernsworthy's basement. Bustle classes have higher HP and Mist classes can have higher resistance, but Moxie classes have neither. No,
dun,
but
dun,
you can,
dun.
You can dodge the basement entirely because of your improved ability to dodge. Vaz says, after defiling the Deep Fat Friar's Gate, the last Adventure Link always takes you to a blank screen. Yeah, that's just a bug that we need to fix.
It's not so much a bug as a feature.
That's not a feature.
Kind of. I mean, you're not allowed to go there anymore, and it's preventing you from going someplace you're not supposed to go.
Yeah, but it should give you a message. It shouldn't just give you to a blank screen.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
What it should do is, instead of just exiting there, it should send you to adventure in the gate.
Yes. Yes, it should.
Pretender says, the Dusty Wine now gives more adventures than super cocktail drinks. They're easy to farm, don't require an adventure to make, and have no level requirement. Why is this? Oh, they should have level requirements. But I don't think they give you more, I don't know. Does the good one maybe give you more adventures than
I don't know
super
how any
drinks?
Of that works, to be honest.
Huh. Well,
because it's not a standard thing. It's sort of outside the regular system.
It is very possible that they were supposed to have, that they didn't get level requirements because of they were fucked up.
Well, it's that complicated thing, right? Where it's not right.
There's one that's 2 drunkenness for 4 to 5 adventures. One that's 2 drunkenness for 7 to 10 adventures. I guess that could be better than super cocktail drinks. I don't know. Are they that easy to get?
Yeah, they're pretty simple.
I mean, but you have to drink a bunch of bottles of stuff that might not be good to identify which one is the good one for you, you know.
Yeah, but once you've done that, then you've got these free.
Yeah,
really
I
nice
mean, maybe, you know, maybe they should, maybe they, the level of drunkenness should go up on those. Yeah, I've gone back to the whole just pulling numbers out of my ass whenever I make food and booze, which is probably bad practice plan. Where Taco Slayer says, I know it's a minor item, but is there any way to put in 1,000 separator in the number of turns left for buffs? Huh. I'm surprised there's not already one. Elementary Penguin says, hey, we're going to be shooting some additional stuff for the documentary at Comic-Con in San Diego next week. If anybody's interested in being interviewed for the documentary, send a message to Elementary Penguin. We'll be in town from next Monday morning until Sunday night. All right.
So I guess that means we're not selling it.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have the long cut done.
Well, so. I wasn't sure what the status was on that.
Yeah.
I've still not seen the shortcut, by the way.
Furtawound says, I think I have a copy of it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you have it here?
Yeah, I think it's on the network drive.
Well, hot.
Furtawound says, hey, just wanted to say good work on all those tweaks done on 18 July and days before. Small changes, but still very valuable. Thanks for caring. Well, you're welcome. Gaussie says, if I'm there in spirit, can I get the Comic-Con 2007 in-game prize? Well, if by there in spirit you mean willing to spend some money on eBay, then sure. Josh La 2004 says, woohoo, Mario Kart comes out for Wii and also debuts the Wii Wheel. Yay.
I don't know how I feel about the Wii Wheel.
What's the Wii Wheel?
It's like a new interface toy.
How about the Wii Fit?
Yeah, there's also like a balance board for the Wii that's coming out.
Huh.
Have you seen that?
No.
That seems interesting. I mean, I don't really care about it, but it seems, you know, like it could be a fun way to
convince children to do virtual exercise.
Well, to do real exercise in a virtual world, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
I think DDR is a really good way to get some aerobic exercise, you know.
Yeah, you do see a lot of sweaty fat nerds playing DDR.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I don't know. I think exercise is for homos. Because I mean, seriously, like gay guys are the only ones who care what they look like. You know, it's like.
What?
I'm just saying.
Your married perspective is really skewed. Your whole.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not counting women. Women should exercise. I think that one of the awesomest things I ever saw in The Onion was so mean. It was like one of those things that was a like the one sentence blurb about an article that didn't really exist. But it was just this picture of this big group of women, and the headline was "Women, why don't they lose some weight?" Like, see story, page 75.
Wow.
Anyway, men don't need to exercise unless they're homos. That's all.
So, and, yeah, go Wii.
Inferno Hero says, Elite Beer Bongadier says, he makes primarily the weak rice water beer. Shouldn't it be he primarily makes... I don't know. I feel like both of those are correct, but maybe the suggested version is a little less awkward.
Sideways, and I'm like, yeah, look up sideways, and then I tell them to vote it up. Well, yeah, we're
all the Asian women playing should just quit right now.
I don't think there are any Asian women playing. I don't.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, yeah, I was gonna say you know some Asian women that play the game.
Oh,
right?
Come on. I don't think Asian women have. I don't think Asian women have vaginas. That's the new. Well, none of them have ever showed me their vaginas.
Oh my God!
You
are asking for it.
Quick, give my email address.
Yeah, I've been on the internet, and every time you see an Asian woman who you'd think you'd see her vagina, there's just these weird pixels that they have instead of they have instead AZ Arizona Escorts.
Asian Arizona Escorts. AZN. Something. Seriously.
Huh.
I sent you there when we were looking for Rick's birthday gift.
Oh yeah, I guess so.
Wow,
we were semi-seriously thinking about buying Riff a prostitute for his birthday.
Renting.
Yeah, renting. Yeah, you don't
buy
prostitute
one.
Is like beer. You don't buy a prostitute. You just rent it. No, we weren't really seriously getting Riff a prostitute.
I don't know that you weren't really seriously.
Oh come on.
Man. This is, you know, all of this radio show banter is going to come back to haunt some people in a legal way someday.
You think?
Yeah.
Talking about smoking pot and hiring hookers. Hey, we should get a bunch of hookers and see if they notice any similarities between, you know, we could tell them, you know, it would really mean a lot to me and give me an erection if you found some synchronicities between Dark Side of the Moon and The Wizard of Oz. You know, they'd do it.
Did we even talk about that on the show? Was that during the break?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't remember. Was
it
on the show? I can't remember. We argued about it. We argued about it or discussed it quite a bit during the break. So.
LlamaMan58 says, why can't you use the communications wind chimes for feng shui in your campground? Or alternatively, why don't the battle hippies drop normal wind chimes? They're a totally different set of specialized wind chimes used for communication.
Do a naked Jew says item number 1772 nearly killed her. Do you happen to know what item number 1772?
I don't, but I'll find out.
I can tell you. It's a corn holder.
Corn holder.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's my wife.
Yeah.
Blizzbob says, why can't I access the island when I have a fucking flying machine? The SOCK or the Intergalactic Rowboat? Well, because they only work
in the sky.
They can fly, they just can't land.
Yeah.
That you park them next to the airship when you're not using them.
Yeah. That's why you have to climb the beanstalk every time.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily realize that you're climbing the beanstalk every time, but you do.
Right, yep. See. Red Arrow says, can we combine the Time Slay with 1.21 gigawatts and get a DeLorean, please?
But it's a sleigh.
On second thought, herbal tea plus atomic vector plotter plus Time Slay equals heart of gold. That's funny. We didn't do anything with the herb tea plus the atomic vector plotter.
No, that's kind of sad.
Brownian motion. A Brownian motion. Tends to stay in motion. Gekon says, how about we accordion thieves get a passive skill? That would be nice. You get the passive skill ability to cast accordion thief buffs that you bought from your skill trainer.
Yeah. They get some neat stuff.
Erathia says, it's a little weird that duct tape isn't tradable, but other side quest area goods are. Yeah, it's, you know.
It's funnier.
Yeah, it's sticky.
It's sticky.
It's stickier than other side quests. Amanda Carrick says, I was wondering why you haven't put the inventory menu, consume, equip, mix, bake, etc., above the mix, bake, sell, smith, etc. areas. Is there any particular reason you haven't? Huh. A lot of people have... You know, it kind of... Gluckthar is a fucking asshole. Just...
Wow. That was a transition.
You know, no, I'm just, like, because I'm reminded, okay, there's that a question of real time thing, right? Like, the claim is that playing KOL now takes significantly more real-world time than it used to.
It does for people that are trying to maximize every possible thing.
Yeah, and I mean, do you think, I think partly that's because they haven't, you know, exactly figured out how to maximize everything yet, but it's partly because it is harder to maximize every little thing.
Right.
And I guess my question is whether that's a good thing or not. Because, I mean, you know, arguably, they say, well, with stasis, you didn't want people to have to spend a lot of real-world time doing things well. Some of it is probably just people being pissed off that KOL Mafia wasn't working, too. Because it's like, you know, I don't know. You know, I want you to get benefits from wearing specific outfits,
right,
for instance. And so they're like, well... This is fucking annoying that every time I want to restore MP, I have to switch to the elite guard outfit so that I can get into the store and buy seltzer. And, I mean, I guess my answer to that is, no, you don't. You could go to Doc Galactics if it was such a pain in the ass. But, you know, no, you can't because it's the cheapest. And I don't, you know, if the best way of doing something in the game was also the easiest way of doing it, then I feel like we're rewarding exactly the wrong kind of behavior. So, but you know, and then that's just, you know, Gluckthar just decides to scream about everything, and any reasonable points that he makes are just completely lost in his, you know, spray of shit that's coming out of his mouth directed at us. He was the only one that really got to me in the pre-rollout complaining, and he just sort of showed back. I'm just like, see, I fucking told you guys this whole thing was going to be a giant heap of shit. Fucking morons with their bad game design.
I have been overall very, very pleased with the feedback.
Yeah.
There were some like concerns and worries like right after it came out, and we said just sort of give it some time, and it seems like people have, in general, been pretty pleased, and like, sure, there are still some rough patches, and we're gonna fix them, and it'll be fine, you know.
Even Vulpus has chilled out.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, it's it's not like we said, oh, we're done. Sort of like wipe our hands.
See you guys later.
Yeah, I mean, it's still.
Anyway, one of the things he was bitching about was, why the fuck do you have to go back to your inventory between cooking something and cocktail crafting something? And you know, I will tell you why. The why is that the generation of that menu at the top of the inventory page creates extra hits on the inventory table because it needs to figure out if you have an oven or whatever. And that's why it's like that. I mean, it shows up, and I think I've done some
some stupid tricks to get it to not have to hit check for the same information twice, but that doesn't always work because it's only on the panes where those things actually show up. You know, it's not a big deal now to hit the inventory table that many times. So, you know, maybe there's no reason not to have that inventory menu at the top of all the crafting pages. There's kind of no reason for the crafting pages not to all be the same script.
Right.
You know, they don't need to be as separate as they were in the past. But yeah, you know, that's something that maybe I'll put on Xenophobe's list. But you know, the fact that Gluckthar wants us to. Might not even have been him that said this. He might have just poisoned me against a good suggestion from somebody else because I was so pissed off.
I think it's interesting how different players get under different dev people's skin differently.
Yeah.
You know, because like, it's just like the particular mood we're in when we read their post or something, or the particular language that they use, and it just varies from person to person, and we all flip out at different people. So, you know.
I don't know. I mean, I guess just, you know, posting in a forum where, you know, you're just using all caps to indicate how every decision that we made was bad. That, I guess I'm just thin-skinned, you know.
Yeah.
I
just blame me.
Should.
All the bad decisions.
Yeah, it's all Nightmare's fault.
Let's see. Supreme King Tom says, I accidentally smashed part of my hippie outfit and couldn't finish the level 12 quest in hardcore. I had to drop hardcore in order to finish the run. Why can't there be another way to obtain the outfit, like from a merchant for some huge amount of meat or something? I think we figured out a way to do it. It's just, it's...
It involves dropping hardcore.
I mean, there is dropping hardcore is certainly a way to do it, but yeah, I mean, the problem is, you know, we needed to do it in a way that was not something that was abusable. And fixing that kind of thing is where a lot of, you know, sort of abuse loopholes have opened up in the past. And so, you know,
wherein if we make it really easy to get the outfit after the war has started, then there would be a distinct game advantage to
smashing it, going and getting it again, smashing it, going and getting it again, you know.
So we need to make sure that that's not something that doesn't become a strategy.
Violas says, the radio show archives are woefully out of date. Please create links for all the missing dates for at least June and July and indicate that A, no show was recorded for that date, or B, the show was recorded but has not yet been uploaded. No. You know, those archives are generated automatically by me uploading the shows, and
so
I'm not going to rewrite the entire thing just to do it. You know, sorry, but
You could make a placeholder file. That was a text file or something, that if a text file of that name is there, it just automatically creates a no-show for this date.
Yeah.
If we really wanted to, I don't want
you know, that thing works the way it is. I already spent a bunch of time
making it work,
updating that, and then the other day I spent a bunch of time migrating it all over to the other servers, and you know, like I'm sorry that it's not always up to date, but like, I don't know. Now I'm just in a bad mood.
fucking
Gluckthar, man. Blame him. John Rahman says, still no image for the Crossroads trophy. Fuck you! no, so I'm sorry. I kind of like the idea that it's just a plaque with the no pick picture in
that
it.
That is kind of funny.
Viola says, now I don't regret being mean. Then just upload the missing shows and stop making lame-ass excuses about why you didn't, couldn't, haven't, whatever. Come on, this isn't fucking rocket science. Just upload the goddamn shows. Yeah, he really does.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Then keep uploading the radio shows in a timely fashion as soon as the broadcast is over. If you don't have the technology to do that, get it.
Yeah, the thing is, I did a pretty fan-goddamn-tastic job of keeping that archive up to date back when I could get the fucking copies of the files that the shows run, which I can't now because, you know what, I'm in a different state, and I can't connect to Scully's hard drive. So you could yell at Scully for not taking care of it, but he's not going to fucking listen to you.
So, my wife's trying to give me a back rub and calm me down.
Scooty,
pardon me while I put the microphone down so I can smack her.
What?
I'm not really gonna smack her.
Scooty Puff Jr. says, "Will you make an outfit and tattoo for the Green Pixie item someday, like the one for the Badger items?" That is on the list of things
yeah.
to do.
Yeah, I also kind of want to make a balloon outfit.
Really?
Yeah, and I want to change the way the balloons work to not be the meat paste recipes anymore, but to be that thing multi... like the mummy wrappings. Stuff. I also want to make a mummy outfit.
You.
I know. Like, I hate outfits, and now I'm all like, I wanted to make an outfit.
I tried so hard to make more outfits in an S13, and you're like, I don't want to do outfits. It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
And
no,
likes
well,
them.
Okay, but I was busy. You know,
I know.
It was a pain in the butt, and it wasn't. I would say it was a pain in the butt. That's like something my mom would say. It was a pain in the ass. And I say fucking pain in the ass. We're men, hot stuff. We're men, not middle-aged women. Well, my mom is a...
I'd be insulted.
She's 50 and she's female. I mean, if there ever was a middle-aged woman, I'd... Where were we?
So, yeah, we had a couple of outfits in the works. It sounds like we have a couple more.
Yeah, that's four, right?
That'd be a deck. Well, and there's the White Knight outfit.
So that's five, then.
Yeah. That's a Tuesday.
Damn Gina. I think the new tattoo for the Black Knight outfit should just be the words, damn, comma, Gina. In fact, I think I'm going to change that.
Okay.
That's what I think I'm going to do.
Shania Twain, this is Shania Twain's third KOL birthday. I didn't even know Shania Twain was playing.
Neat. Is Shania Twain the one that was all buck-toothed and on Star Search and then got super hot later?
It's possible.
With all kinds of... Sure. People who were all buck-toothed and on Star Search and then got super hot later? Yeah, I mean, you know, Nightmare was... He was one of the judges on Star Search.
Wow, she is really pretty now.
But seriously, like, look at like when she was like 12 or 13, she was on Star. She was like.
I'm looking.
I'm pretty sure that was her though.
Name one of her songs.
Hold on.
She was on.
I think she had a song called.
At the age of 7, she was invited on ABC's television Tommy Hubert show.
I don't know who I'm thinking of then.
Wait, are you sure it was Star Search?
Yes. I think I'm sure. Cayenne says, "Hi there. I was curious if either of you have read the thread about PvP and Bad Moon Ascensions. One of the biggest questions seems to be whether the no PvP decision was intentional or if it was content you haven't yet written. If it was intentional, can you help us understand the rationale for it?"
It was as I recall, we don't want to deal with this right now.
Right. But I don't remember why you weren't allowed to do it. They basically, the PvP people on the dev team said, you can't allow PvP in Bad Moon unless you do this, this, and this, to which we said, okay, we're not going to allow PvP in Bad Moon until we figure out how we're going to do this.
I don't know
what it is. And now people are like, people sort of yell at us to disable PvP in Casual Core, which I don't...
It's just extremely easy to boost flower picking counts and stuff there. You know, so...
I mean, I guess, yeah. That's the problem with the sort of perma-cumulative mini-games, which we just shouldn't have. I mean, I don't like putting work into the existing broke-dick-ass PvP system, you know? And it's...
Yeah, we need to look at that and make it better. Because it's really dissatisfying in a lot of ways.
I kind of want to try and do the clan ping-pong thing.
What?
The clan ping pong table.
I feel like you're making shit up now.
I am.
Okay.
Somebody asked something sometime. It was here. I was sitting here.
Okay.
In this chair.
Yeah.
It was one of the radio shows from last month. And somebody was saying something about being able to buy a ping pong table for the clan. And I was thinking that it would be neat if we tried to devise some clan ping pong mini game.
Uh-huh.
Where if your clan had a ping pong table, you could challenge other people to ping pong, and there were different things that you could do to get better at different aspects of ping pong. And if we tried to design it as though it were a very simplified version of some sort of satisfying PvP minigame,
uh-huh.
and just have it be, you know, just try it. We try and design a way for people in clans to play ping pong against one another. Just to kind of...
In a real-time environment?
No.
No.
Yeah, in with 3D, 3D rendered ping pong paddles and balls.
Wii controllers that you somehow hold in front of your computer monitor and it...
Yeah.
So asynchronous ping pong.
Well, not. That's the thing. You would just challenge another member of your clan to a ping pong game, and then it would tell you whether you won or not.
It's the way that PvP is. Now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I know. One of the things that makes you better at ping pong is having fewer active effects than your opponent.
Right.
Another thing is how many white Canadians you've consumed.
These are really good ideas.
Okay.
Why don't you write them down? That's a good idea. Yeah, we don't need to write anything down ever again. Why don't we just, every idea that we have, we'll just record. And then it'll all be recorded. We'll just stream our daily conversations to the internet.
Fungo the Mildly Annoying says, Sangria del Diablo should not appear alphabetically before Sangria. This is a major bug which is ruining my enjoyment of the game. Please fix it.
What do you mean? It's Sangria space, and space clearly comes before...
Before no.
No space. Yeah.
I mean, space is the final frontier.
Exactly.
Which means it's first. It's because of some weird thing that Zeno did with that field in the table, or it's some strange thing that he does using some weird sort algorithm in item dropdowns, and
wow.
I don't know why.
Weird.
He had to do it for some reason, and it had this unintended side effect of making that alphabetization strange.
And what if we change the name of Sangria to Sangria Space?
That's kind of janky. Sangria Aardvark. I guess that would fix it.
Dementor440 asks, who do I send my answers for the giveaways? Assuming that we had some sort of radio show giveaways, to whom would Dementor440 send answers?
Chazzo says, it's a shame you can't sell your war medals to other players. It's what all the good veterans do, right? You could hammer it into an ashtray like that guy in Cujo. That's the only thing I remember about Cujo. There was a guy who had some medal.
I remember some dog. There was also a dog.
Was there?
That was the first Stephen King book that I read.
Oh, was it? I remember a large portion of the book was just some people stuck in a car,
and then they
actually die at the end. Yeah. I remember that being sort of like... Oh, sorry. Ferdowund says, is this war on the island a way to lead up to the totally wrecked island that the temporal rifts led to? When NS-15 rolls out, will the island be completely smashed and full of craters? Well, that was always in motion, the future. It wasn't exactly accurate. Things changed a little bit.
If you didn't act at all in the war, that's what it would eventually look like. The island would be smaller and full of craters.
Right. The Rum says, Jake, did you ever go through with the plan to paint your house black and get a pirate flag? I got a pirate flag, but nobody would let me paint my house black. Our electric bill would go up by $300 a month.
It's true.
The summer, my house was black.
Wait, what?
I found a red house, and I wanted to paint it. I wanted to paint it black, but... Underfoot says, the Brimstone Beret penalizes muscle, the accordion thief's tertiary stat, and its other enchantment is the same as the plexiglass. However, while the... anyway, blah blah. Is there something I'm missing here? I don't know. Hot stuff? Is there something he's missing there?
Let me read the question fully here.
Roger Flynn asks why there's no major spooky chef staff. Well, because I didn't make one.
I think people are reading way too much into the Brimstone stuff. It's don't the brimstone stuff is more complicated than you could possibly imagine.
If you strike it down, it becomes more powerful.
Just you're gonna have to wait on the brimstone stuff till people get it and see.
Urshat says one of the Side Nine Happiness guys is Irish. The other two are American. Well, okay.
Well, fine. Well, there's three of them.
Vaben5 says, can you two say who is who so I can match a voice to a person? I'm Hot Stuff.
Jesus.
No, I'm Jick.
And I'm also Jick. You think you're going to be able to figure that out?
What are you talking
about? Our clever obfuscation there?
Of what?
Of just not actually ever names? Say
anything. I don't know. They're pretty stupid. Wait, did I say that?
No, I think you just thought it.
Our listeners aren't stupid.
Actually, I would imagine that our listeners are of above average intelligence.
Indeed.
I'm gonna refresh here. I haven't refreshed since the beginning.
TexMurph says, pee on 4chan's booth at Comic-Con for me.
4chan's?
I don't know what 4chan is. So it's a site that has pictures of people fucking dolphin broccoli?
I think so. My experience, at least.
Oatgan says, can we have more Jeff Goldblum references? Oh, there are more Jeff Goldblum references than you can imagine. You just haven't found it. You haven't found the Jeff Goldblum reference zone yet. It's unlockable Bad Moon content. I'm just kidding. Istanbul says, around the world are untradeable but non-quest items. A fine resolution, if you ask me.
Of course, now you've all the ones you lost are problematic.
Nerd says, do you know what would be amazing, super cool, great? More familiars, like 15 more. Seriously, please?
Huh.
I'm not sure we can give you 15.
Eventually. I imagine in time there will be 15 more.
No. Nerd says, you should be on Code Monkeys. I don't know what that is. Lurin says, dear Chicken Hot Stuff, will the Naughty Sorceress ever notice my advances and fall for me? Thanks, Lurin. No. Istanbul says, Ancestral Recall was not in Revised. Healing Salve also prevented 3 damage. Hot Stuff of thinking of Channel, Lotus, Fireball.
It didn't require Lotus, though. I think it was the Dark... Dark. First turn killing. Yeah, but you didn't require Lotus. I think it was the Dark Pact...
Dark Ritual.
Channel, Fireball. Because you needed 19... You used 19 life.
Order of the Ebon Hand wasn't until, like...
Yeah, that's way later. There was a way to use 19 of your life into a Fireball... With channel and
first the turn, the only way to do it was with the Lotus, but if you weren't going for first turn, you could do it with everything.
Oh, because you needed to
and
be able to
finish
cast
him off with a lightning bolt. Was that the
no? You used 21 or 20. You were able to get 20 mana worth of
19 points of your life, and then the extra mana.
From the
Lotus.
Oh, huh.
I think I had a Lotus and two Moxes in my early cards.
I wish I had been playing Magic.
Sold all of them
for $4. Bolt is too damn good. Well, Healing Salve got booted for a better card, and Giant Growth has never left the base set. Said Jade Dragon Piece.
He is incorrect.
Well. Zortag says, if you liked Chaos Orb, the card that you throw onto the playing field, you should check out the Unglued and the Unhinged Magic sets. They have a card called Chaos Confetti that you shred up and sprinkle into.
There was that story of the guy in the tournament that took Chaos Orb and tore it up and threw it. I think it was an urban legend, but the idea being that you like would sacrifice this rare card
to win a tournament.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
There's nothing that's too boring for radio. Trust us.
Jade Dragonpiece says, continued also, it's not that all lands can only produce mana, it's that all lands have to, at the very least, make mana. Oh, okay.
Why are they called Riff Tracks? I mean, Riff doesn't have anything to do with them.
That's true. Maybe Riff is secretly Mike Nelson.
Oh, that would explain so much.
I've never seen them in the same place at the same time.
That's true. And there's two robots in his room.
That is true.
Weird.
He got that Mindstorms kit. And he keeps taking apart the DVD player to get parts to make more robot friends. And
a cable modem.
So do you think that the thing that they're on is supposed to be shaped like a bone or a sort of palindromic cock and balls?
I assumed that it was a bone.
Not two guys docking.
No.
The concept of docking has always made me very uneasy to think about.
Don't you stop! God!
I'll tell you later.
Oh, man. Elliot.
I'll show you later.
Yeah. Nightmare and hot stuff. We're going to give a demonstration.
I am not being involved in any of this.
Anyway. Trying to find some questions. Dread Pirate Wesley has already checked in, so. Grax says, how come the plastic pumpkin bucket doesn't always do aligned elemental damage against hippies? I've seen it do stench and hot damage in this run, or on the battlefield anyways. It shouldn't unless there's a hippie that we've forgotten to mark stench.
Oh, it's possible.
It is definitely possible.
It's distinctly possible.
I think the location spindler needs to probably indicate the element of...
I'll do a quick pass, but I don't know that I'm going to be able to...
I made a quick pass at your mom.
Thanks. I'm sure she appreciated it.
Let's see. X Smoodex says, who's worse, me or Gluckthar? X, I like Smood. Duff Killigan says, Jick, stop bitching about the shows and be a man and ban What's-His-Face. And if not, fucking upload the shows. I don't have them. Jesus, upload... The Dead Sea Scrolls.
So funny.
Zephyrus says, say fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck.
No.
Too late. That means not too late. Let's see. OMG LOL Nub says, hey, Jack, after listening to older radio shows, I decided to get an SNES emulator to play a ROM, I mean totally legal version of Chrono Trigger. I like it, except the, quote, has three minions, Ozzy, Flea, and Slash. They're tone deaf, evil. What? Why trash three of the greatest ROMs? You know, I recognized the Flea and the Slash thing, but I did not recognize Ozzy as being a third member of that set. That's interesting. Good old Slash. Yeah, good old Flea. He's got that missing tooth. Nightmare says he used to be bucktoothed when he was on Star Search. Except he was in the like Australian version of Star Search where you just throw boomerangs at little midgets. Because little midgets, yeah.
What the heck?
Flea is totally Australian. Fineldar says, does the more powerful an item is there a larger chance of getting the better thing when you pulverize it? Would a 145 power get a better chance of getting a wad than a 140? Things inside the range of 140 to 155? I don't think so.
I didn't hear anything because I was checking the stench thing. All battlefield hippies are marked stench.
All battlefield hippies are marked stench. Then I don't know what's going on with that pumpkin bucket thing.
Sorry, what was that question? That sounded interesting.
Chunky Boo says, the spies in the camps before the war are non-elemental. Is this a glitch or by design? You'll have to just search for those in the monster spindler, though.
Gosh, darn it.
And just search for spy.
I don't want to work.
Fineldar was asking if...
Aha, you're right. More hippies.
In a range, like in the range that can give you either nuggets or wads... Do items whose power is high in that range have a greater chance of giving you wads than nuggets? And the
The answer is no, they do not.
Interesting.
Do you understand the question?
I do now.
Okay.
So should the spies be?
I think they should.
Okay.
There's no reason not for them to be. CLC, dude, wow, he sent a million copies of the same question. So I think that I will not read it.
Done.
Points to the XKCD where it says, and over there we have the labyrinth guards. One always lies, one always tells the truth, and one stabs people who ask tricky questions. Let's see. The cable guy says, what's with the new Ragamuffin Imp? Why is it so special that there are no spoilers allowed? There are spoilers allowed.
I mean, Riff explained it in the forum. The more of them that exist, the weaker it is.
It's too. It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, at this point, it's no longer the number.
I mean, it was you know, it was an experiment. We wanted to see how long it would take, and it didn't take very long. You know,
there was what a week where there were a handful of them, and then over the course of like 2 or 3 days, it went from small to many.
Yep, and went from really ludicrously overpowered to useless.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an experiment that failed.
No, it didn't fail. It was. I mean, it was.
I mean, we knew that was what was going to happen. Yeah. I mean, they you know, but there were some accusations of naivety there that were sort of unfounded.
Oh no, yeah. I mean, we did not expect that it would remain. It was just I was kind of curious. I thought you know, we have a player base that.
I was hoping that it would take a while. I was hoping that there would be a handful of them as individual people solved it. But the thing that we sort of didn't take into account was that there would be these collaborative solving efforts.
True.
You know.
Yeah, I guess clans working together or guilds.
Which just kind of that just kind of destroys it. All you need is one quado.
You said it was posted to ask Metafilter or something.
Yeah, somebody posted, and then when I went to look for it again, it was gone. So I don't know if you're able to remove posts from Ask Metafilter or what. Yeah. Ask Metafilter is a neat resource. Let's see. Putinesca says you need red, green, green plus 20 colorless for a channel fireball. You needed Lotus or Moxus to do it first turn when Revised was around, but they were not in Revised. There were plenty of ways to do it second turn. But you did channel drain life, right?
Couldn't do that. You couldn't do that until you had
black and green.
There was no way to get black mana, that much black mana from the channel before.
Oh, right, okay. Right.
Although you could do just the deck of.
CLC, dude, you're going to get banned. Oh, just and that was CLC Dude's forever ban.
Oh, no. Oh, tough. So sad.
Unless something's wrong with the ban code. Yep, 10 bans. Currently online in channel radio and listening to Clan and KWE. Well, have fun listening to the chat. No. And then OMGLOL Nub points out Ozzy, as in Ozzy Osbourne. Yeah, I get it now. Glull Nub also asks, why isn't there a Clue reference in the lead pipe? Well, because there are Clue references everywhere else in the game. Every item in the game has at least one Clue reference, and we thought it was ironic and funny that there was none in the lead pipe. Somebody's having a good time honking their horn a lot.
Honking their horn?
The city's very noisy. Anyway, I think it's time to get off the radio. All right, obviously decline in quality at the end here, and it's also very noisy. And just to make my wife happy, we're going to go out on some Sheryl Crow. My wife hates Sheryl Crow. All right, so I'm going to see if the Dread Pirate Wesley is ready. And we will be in the thick of Comic-Con
next
Thursday,
week, yeah.
So not
it's unlikely we will be on the radio.
It's unlikely that we will be on the radio until until the following Thursday when we're back in Arizona. And we'll see you later.
Have a good week, everybody.